Well, let's get some more analysis on this with Dr. Guy Lam, criminologist and lecturer at the University of Stellenbosch. Dr. Lam, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. So we've just been chatting to Tiddy about the fact that these are so public, these contradictions. Clearly, as Juanita Hunter writes in News 24 today, the cracks in the security cluster are on full display. What does this tell us about our national security and whether there are adults in charge of running the country's national security at this point?
Well, I mean, yeah, good afternoon, Mandy. Good afternoon to your listeners. I mean, certainly it's quite a concerning state of affairs that's unfolding here. I mean, we saw the cracks fairly evident when the unrest and insurrectionist violence was sort of unfolding within KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. And there were these sort of disagreements around the state of intelligence and the quality of intelligence and who was giving whom intelligence. And now we've got different interpretations of the violence. But clearly it's not, I mean, the security cluster or justice and security cluster of ministers are supposed to work well together. But clearly there seems to be kind of major kind of personality breakdowns happening here, miscommunications happening here. So from a political leadership point of view, it doesn't seem we're in a very good state of affairs. But of course, if we start looking at the nature of the state, and you know, that's also where we need to be asking questions, sort of leadership of the actual state institutions that are responsible for gathering intelligence, responsible for all kind of threat perception, threat planning, response to threats. I think those are kind of issues that we also need to be asking very hard questions about.
Yeah, I think all of this has really exposed the fact that we were so ill-prepared, that our intelligence structures have been decimated over the state capture era years, and that we clearly were caught off guard. There's supposed to be a review that's going to happen. But we need to, as you say, ask some very serious questions here about who is in charge, what they know, and whether they are talking to each other.
Absolutely. And it's also about how intelligence is shared. We also need to be reflecting on the quality of intelligence and whether, you know, the intelligence services have the necessary capacity to gather the intelligence that we need to make a democratic South Africa safer. I mean, the sort of all kind of indications from what's happened is there seems to be a problem with around the intelligence services and the ability to generate quality data. So whether that's about having access to where the threats are and being able to analyze those threats and then get the data to those who need to make decisions about it, whether those who are making decisions about it are making the right decisions. So there seems to be a whole problem with the kind of chain of kind of intelligence gathering right up to decisions around how do you improve safety and security in South Africa.
Dr. Guy Lam, thank you very much for your analysis there. Criminologist, lecturer at University of Stellenbosch. What are your thoughts on this? I'd love to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702 or 072-567-1567. Obed Mufif saying on Twitter, Mandy, the 12 suspects don't exist. If you remember the Senzo Miyiwa case, of course, that's the Bafana goalkeeper and captain who was killed, you will know what I'm talking about. Do the 12 suspects exist? I'd love to hear your thoughts.